Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Been looking forward to this conversation. The NFL draft always spawns some really good topics, I think, from a business, contractual, salary cap perspective. There's no one better at hitting these topics than my next guest. You can find his work on MMQB, the Peter King portion of the SI.com website. They cover the NFL. They do a fantastic job on the Monday Morning Quarterback. Andrew Brandt joining me, and you can find him on Twitter at Andrew Brandt, joining me right now on the program. Andrew, appreciate you making time on a Sunday evening. How are you?
Yeah, good to be with you, and I am a diehard Washington Wizards fan, so I'm happy right now. I grew up in Washington, D.C. At that time, they were called the Bullets, so that was my boyhood team, and it's good to see them. We were long-suffering fans, now seeing the success here.
Yeah, well, and I appreciate I very much appreciate you making time while your favorite team is playing. To be sure, some interesting stuff coming out of the draft, and you've had some really good work on MMQB since the draft ended, Andrew. And I want to talk about this running back position, and the devaluation of it around the NFL. We've seen it in free agency. Some of the highest paid running backs in the league this year are actually going to be some of the rookie running backs, because of the way the position has been devalued. You had a comment at the very end of a portion of your column this week that I couldn't tell if it was a serious proposal or if it was kind of tongue-in-cheek, but I want you to explain at least the rationale behind it, if it was just tongue-in-cheek, where you said running backs need their own union. Can you explain that and just your thoughts about the overall market direction of that position?
Yeah, a lot to unpack here, Sean, because the running back situation really emanated, the discussion at least, out of what happened with Leonard Fournette and Christian McCaffrey. As people now know, both of them in the top eight of the draft, both of them skipped their bowl game. McCaffrey not only skipped his bowl game, but skipped his workouts, didn't go to any teams wanting him to work out privately, didn't do the pro day at Stanford, kind of left it all on the table at the combine, and look what happened. So I just think we have incredible valuation now of running backs at the start of their careers, and it declines, it depreciates like a car driven off the lot. I think more than any other position, and it's got a shelf life of shorter than any other position. And you mentioned it, and I wrote about it, the free agent position this year. These are names that 2 years ago, well, forget it, 1 year ago, we're top of market guys. All we thought, well, they'll make $10 million next year. Go through the list. Latavius Murray, Eddie Lacy, Jamal Charles, Adrian Peterson. These guys were lucky to get jobs, and all signing one-year deals. And usually when a veteran signs a one-year deal, their next deal is a zero-year deal, and they're out of the league. So what I'm seeing is continued devaluation of older running backs, and I experienced it firsthand because, as people know, I was with the Packers 10 years, and we talked about it. it's a risk now to give a second contract to a running back at a big number. Now, we've always talked about a risk for a third contract to a running back, but we're looking at situations now where, you know, Ezekiel Elliott, Christian McCaffrey, Leonard Fournette, top of their game, but are they going to be facing what Peterson and Charles face this year in 5 years, in 4 years, 6 years? So, and back to your direct question, there was some seriousness to it because they are different than other players in the NFL. They have shorter careers. We talk about quarterbacks hitting their prime past when running backs are pretty much out of the league and sort of 29, 30 years old.
Yeah,
so it's a completely different situation.
And you mentioned Fournette and McCaffrey and the route that they took. And, of course, as soon as they announced they were going to do that, there were people that were, not everybody, but there were people that were saying, oh, that's, you know, that's going to be a bad look and that could hurt them. And, boy, they really need to show loyalty to their school and their teammates and this and that. And, of course, it didn't hurt them at all. They were both picked in the top eight. I'm curious what advice, because you mentioned you used to work for the Packers. You used to also be in the agency world as well on the other side of it. That's why I love your perspective, because you've been on both sides. Do you think that there is a threshold, if you were advising a collegiate player to either play or not play in their bowl game, do you think that in the eyes of the NFL that it is a position-specific thing, that it's a draft stock-specific thing, or that it's really just lip service and that all guys who are going to be playing in these bowl games that don't mean anything should really think twice about doing it?
Well, again, like I said with these sort of need their own union, I do think the position demands more than other scrutiny more than others. In other words, putting my agent hat on, a top-level running back, I would be much more persuaded to have him miss his bowl game than, say, an offensive lineman or a quarterback. Or, again, a high longevity position, because just look at the injury risk. Now, injury risk, of course, is for every player. You could step on the field and turn an ankle or rupture an Achilles. But if you're injured as an offensive lineman, okay, teams will redshirt you. You have 10-year, 12-year career ahead of you. If you're injured as a running back, yeah, I mean, again, these running back careers are so short. And I do have that feeling. And I think what people have to understand is, what came out of that reaction of Fournette and McCaffrey was a media reaction. Teams don't care. They really don't. Teams are selfish. You know, if McCaffrey is more pristine to the Carolina Panthers because he didn't do workouts and didn't play in the bowl game, great for them. That means they get more carries out of him. So I don't think teams care one bit about missing bowl games. Now, having said that, if there's red flags in his past about quitting on teammates, all that, that's different. But these kind of things, you know, David Shaw at Stanford didn't mind it. LSU didn't mind it with Fournette. I just think that's overrated.
Andrew Brandt joining me on CBS Sports Radio here on a Sunday evening. Andrew, I'm curious. I mentioned that you used to be on the agent side of things. Since the new collective bargaining agreement with the rookie wage scale and where the salaries certainly seem to be a whole lot more slotted now than they used to be. Before they sort of became slotted out of market forces, now they're slotted, you know, there are numbers in place that are collectively bargained for those draft slots. The role of the agent in all this, what's been the effect? Has it made it harder for agents to sell themselves to draft prospects, to differentiate themselves, because it would seem like there's less negotiation going on for those guys coming into the league than there used to be? Or am I missing the boat on that?
Yeah, I think on the one hand, it's harder to maintain your 3%, which is the maximum agents can charge for these contracts, because I'm a former agent, but I get calls from players about agents, I get calls from players' parents about picking agents, and they're all asking these questions now. Why would I pay 3% when it's predetermined by the CBA? And so that's a question that agents have to answer, and they usually answer it by all the things they do beyond the contract, putting them in a position to be successful, all the handling of so many issues beyond the negotiation of the contract. And that's true, but it's a buyer's market for these players. They can go to, you know, agents undercut each other all the time. Having said that, What we're seeing evidentially is that these players are going to these bigger agencies because they distinguish themselves by having more marketing opportunities, more staff working on their personal needs. A firm like CAA, and plug for my podcast, I'm going to have Tom Condon this week, the head of CAA football. They got, I think, 9 or 10 first-round picks out of 32. That's pretty good.
Yep.
So you see the bigger firms take advantage of this rookie wage scale because they can do other things more than solo agents or smaller agents.
Andrew Brandt joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Business of Sports podcast is that podcast, and it is it's excellent. Andrew, I want to shift gears for a second away from the draft and just to the league, the larger league business issues. They announced this week that they sold the rights, the exclusive rights, broadcasting rights to a game this coming season to Verizon for $21 million. It seems like the NFL is trying to be out in front of what the next wave of consumption is going to be, the method of consumption for football come the, you know, the overall big negotiating period for TV contracts and things like that. When it comes to TV, we know the cord cutting thing is an issue, huge issue for ESPN, and it's certainly an issue for really all networks out there. What's the NFL's kind of precariousness or lack thereof in this whole thing, like with the cord-cutting phenomenon and the way that the consumption is changing, TV ratings going down, is there always going to be money out there for the NFL? It's just a question of where it's going to come from, or is this an issue for the NFL that's coming up on the horizon as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe conversely than a lot of people, I don't know how it's going to affect networks, and I don't know how it's going to affect viewing habits, but I do know this. I think the NFL is going to be in better position than it's ever been in when their next negotiation for broadcast comes up. Because you see what they're doing, Sean. They're throwing crumbs out to Amazon's going to do the Thursday nights. Verizon's going to do a game. They threw some crumbs out to Yahoo for a game last year. They threw crumbs out to Twitter. I'm sure we'll see Facebook in the next couple of years. We'll see Google. And then come 2022, when the deals are up, it's not only going to be ESPN, CBS, NBC, Fox. It's going to be them. So imagine 8 bidders compared to 4. And the NFL is diabolically smart here. They are putting out these little feelers with all these non-traditional broadcast companies, and you see what's happening. They'll be back at the table for the NFL. There's no question in my mind. So whatever the effect is on networks and viewers, I think the NFL is going to really reap benefits out of this.
They're kind of insulated from it, is what you're saying. As long as there will be people with checkbooks ready to go, it's just a question of which companies are going to be able to write the biggest checks.
Yeah, and I'll say this quickly, because I was at the draft last weekend. I live around Philadelphia, and I saw this, the power of the NFL and just the hundreds of thousands of people watching what really is just the reading of names. And it just struck me that all these people booing Roger Goodell, when he walked around the audience, I mean, God, they were like schoolgirls. It was a crush. They were trying to get selfies. It was a rock star. They were running up to him. He was a true celebrity. So the booing, you know, to me, it's all kind of a game like WWE. They boo.
Yes.
It's cool to boo. But, wow, the reaction to him, I'd never seen, you know, people sort of pushing for a non kind of rock star type to do that.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth, Andrew. I was going to say they're booing a character. They boo him the same way they boo Vince McMahon. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same exact thing.
Right, and he's become the face of the league for the good and bad, and I think the owners are happy with him, and that's really what matters.
Yeah, no question. Andrew Brandt, you can find him on Twitter at Andrew Brandt and the Monday Morning Quarterback and the Business of Sports podcast as well. Great, great stuff. Andrew, appreciate you making time. Go watch your Wizards, man.
Always enjoy it. Thanks, Sean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.